heck?
When medicine has no answers for you, where do you turn?
I have the cure to motherfucking chronic fatigue
on Triple J.
As you've heard, chronic fatigue syndrome can be really debilitating, really confusing. The mystery around it almost makes it hard to believe. That's why I want to take you through the process of suddenly suffering from CFS. We're going to do that with Jennifer Breer, a Harvard University PhD student who gets hit by a fever one day, only to recover and have to deal with something much worse.
I would go to the kitchen to get a glass of water, and then I wouldn't be able to move again.
Jennifer started filming herself, and she's used those videos to make a documentary called Unrest. Initially, doctors told her that she was stressed, that everyone gets tired.
My neurologist diagnosed me with conversion disorder. He said that all of my symptoms, even the fever, the infection for which I took antibiotics, were being caused by some distant trauma I might not even be able to remember.
That answer didn't really satisfy her, though, so she started searching around to see if other people were having similar experiences.
Yeah, I'm completely bedridden. I've lost the ability to walk.
I crawl from my bed to my bathroom, and I just think, this is my life. What a shithole.
Through the documentary, you hear from other chronic fatigue sufferers and their push for wider recognition. But you also hear how hard this is to deal with.
And I just feel like I'm doing a good job by just holding it together.
Hack. Triple J.
Jennifer joins us now from the US. Thank you for making time for a chat.
Thank you for having me.
Why was it so important for you to document your experiences through this film?
Well, I think first of all, as I was getting more and more ill and really couldn't find any answers, I needed a way to try to understand my experience and explain it to myself, not just the symptoms I was experiencing, but the emotional experience of being so isolated and of being disbelieved. And I started to pick up the camera in part because when I became bedridden, I actually lost the ability to read or write. And so I started to shoot these videos on my iPhone.
We hear towards the start of the film that you had doctors telling you that this was something that was all in your head. Did you at any point buy into that and think that it might have been?
So when I was told that it was essentially conversion disorder, which is a modern day name for hysteria, my neurologist told me that all of my symptoms were being caused by a distant trauma that I couldn't remember. And I remember thinking, well, if I couldn't remember it, how do you know that I had a trauma? And so it didn't make sense at some basic level, in part because it wasn't science, right? And so I decided to test out my neurologist's hypothesis. I actually walked home from my appointment about a mile to my house, just kind of noticing the pain in my legs. And as soon as I walked to the door, I collapsed. And I was in bed basically 24 hours a day for the next 4 months.
How important was it for you to hear the stories of other people to understand what you were dealing with?
Oh, it was everything. For me, I was totally alone and didn't know what was happening to me and didn't have a diagnosis. And then I started going online on YouTube and social media and started to hear these stories of people who were having exactly the same symptoms that I was having. And it made me realize, okay, like what I'm experiencing isn't rare. Just because my doctor can't recognize it doesn't mean that it's not happening. And it was really by talking to other patients that I was finally able to find an expert and to get an accurate diagnosis.
How much of a toll can it take on your mental health as well?
This disease, especially if you are homebound or bedridden, for a lot of people, it is like living in solitary confinement. And I think it takes an incredible toll emotionally, psychologically, mentally on people.
What sort of hope have you got in front of you of getting better or of improving in your condition?
I think the best hope we all have right now is early diagnosis and proper management. And so that doesn't help me, but I have been able to get a little bit better. So I've been getting better year over year, and that's really through treatment. So I have access to antiviral drugs that have really helped me, and I've learned how to manage my condition. And those things have really transformed my life. I'm still wheelchair-bound when I leave the house, but I'm able to live a life of a quality that kind of makes life worth living, which wasn't true when I first got sick.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your story.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Hack
on Triple J.